Oh, the fickle stock market, up, down, sideways. Yeah, that kind of day. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 15th day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Hey, did you hear about what JCPenney is going to sell next? General Electric, a worse fraud than Enron? It's a big story today. Well, it's come to this. Bulletproof clothing is a hit in the United States. Walmart says there should be a discussion about banning assault-style weapons. Those stories and more, plus a deep dive into online security with Dr. Chris Draper, who says keeping files in shoeboxes might be better than keeping them in your company mainframe. The business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You know, early this morning, it looked like the markets were going to open higher. Not by much, but higher. And they did. The movement was based on strong retail sales last month and the hope, those are air quotes, by the way, that there could be a meeting of the minds on the U.S.-China trade war. By midday, much of that optimism was gone as investors fretted about the global economy, the signs of recession, tough talk about China and Hong Kong. In short, all the plates were spinning, but could they all stay up? At the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average did advance above the flat line, gaining 99 points. NASDAQ was up by, or down by 7 points, rather, and the S&P 500 was up by 7 points. Sales at U.S. retailers like Amazon and Best Buy posted the biggest increase in July in 4 months. That's a sign Americans are still confident in the economy, even as headwinds pick up. Retail sales increased 0.7% last month. What's surprising is that economists had forecasted a 0.3% increase. Now, if you take gasoline and cars out of the mix, retail sales grew at an astonishing 0.9%. And it wasn't just internet retailers, though. Sales also rose sharply, guess where? At department stores, restaurants, and electronics outlets. The positive numbers kept Wall Street from dropping more than what it had and kind of staying, as we said earlier, above that flat line. Well, today at noon Central Time, Governor John Hickenlooper ended his 2020 presidential campaign. For 6 months, the well-liked former Colorado governor tried to catch hold in the crowded Democratic field. I was with him just last month when he was asked how much longer he might stay in the race given some lackluster fundraising. The governor said it was quite a struggle. However, with all the tools that they have at their disposal, he was pointing to social media, one can still wage a powerful campaign, end quote. Governor Hickenlooper is, we believe, headed back to Colorado to run for the United States Senate, something many had hoped he might do. And if polls are right, his approval rating in Colorado tops 64%, should be a race for him to lose. What do you do to attract more shoppers to your stores? Well, JCPenney is betting on selling, wait for it, used clothing. And the idea may not be so far-fetched. Shares of JCPenney surged after the ailing department store cut its quarterly losses in half and announced it will begin selling used clothing. It's all an effort to boost sales and find a way to get people back into its stores. You know, it's been a battle of online versus brick and mortar, and among the worst hit has been JCPenney. It's a company that traces its roots way back to 1902. And just received a delisting warning from the New York Stock Exchange because its shares had fallen below a buck. Today said the company will partner with ThredUp, a resale website where people can buy and sell clothing. JCPenney will open ThredUp shops in 30 stores soon. Sales at established stores, that's a crucial measure of retailers' health, have eroded steadily. Same-store sales tumbled 9% in the second quarter, or 6% when the impact of the company's exit from major appliances and in-store furniture sales are accounted for. The decision to bring appliances and furniture back into stores did not generate the traffic or sales JCPenney had hoped. But back to used clothing. Now, when you think about it, selling used clothing, well, there's a growing segment of the population that would gravitate there given the income stagnation that we've seen and the desire to stretch disposable dollars. Interestingly, Macy's announced it too will partner with ThredUp just yesterday. So how many secondhand stores are in your community? Give it a thought for a moment. I suspect it's grown mightily. And by the way, JCPenney stock shot up by 6% on the news. Well, this was a shocker across the business world today, as General Electric shares fell by more than 13% after Bernie Madoff whistleblower Harry Markopoulos targeted the conglomerate in a new report accusing it of issuing fraudulent financial statements to hide the extent of its problems. He went on to say the ruse is a bigger fraud than Enron. A website has been set up to disseminate the report. It is gefraud.com. The financial investigator who was probing GE for an unidentified hedge fund writes that after more than a year of research, he has discovered what he is calling an Enron-esque business approach that has left GE on the verge of insolvency, end quote. He went on to say, quote, my team has spent the past 7 months analyzing GE's accounting, and we believe the $38 billion in fraud that we've come across is merely the tip of the iceberg. He goes on to allege that GE has a long history of accounting fraud dating back to as early as 1995 when it was run by Jack Welch. It's going to make this company probably file for bankruptcy, he said. WorldCom and Enron lasted about 4 months after the disclosure announcement. He said we'll see how long GE is going to survive. And by the way, General Electric in a statement refutes the report and says the objective of it is pure market manipulation. Well, let's come to this in America. Some of the best-selling items for back-to-school are bulletproof backpacks. Inside the backpacks are bulletproof panels designed to withstand multiple rounds from a handgun, and two of this season's bestsellers are emblazoned with Disney princesses and Avengers superheroes. This is America in 2019, where mass shootings have become so commonplace that consumers are buying bulletproof backpacks, clipboards, even three-ring binder inserts that they hope will protect them from gunfire. Retailers across the country say they've been seeing a demand for bullet-resistant products for children, as well as for doctors, teachers, flight attendants, and even taxi drivers, giving rise to an industry of ballistic goods for everyday Americans, though there is little evidence the products are actually effective. For the first time, Office Max and Office Depot have included bulletproof backpacks among their back-to-school offerings, while online retailers are making bulletproof whiteboards, chair cushions, and kids' puffer vests that tap into a growing sense of fear and helplessness. I wish I were making all of that up. Speaking of guns, just yesterday we reported that Walmart had taken down 1,000 items from their website in response to the recent gunning down of shoppers last week. Today, the world's biggest retailer says it supports strengthening some gun measures in the United States. Although CEO Doug McMillon stopped short of endorsing a specific bill or plan, he said that Walmart is encouraged that consensus is building for common sense legislation to prevent mass shootings. Walmart is America's largest retailer, and McMillon said, for the first time, Walmart represents about 2% of the market for guns today. Walmart believes it is not among the top three gun sellers in the industry. The company estimates it has about a 20% share of ammunition. McMillon's comments on guns could give Congress fresh incentives to act on the deeply divisive issue. Walmart is also weighing whether or not to take additional steps on its gun policies. The company went on to say it would support a conversation on a ban of assault weapons, which the company has not sold since 2015. All right, stay with us, because coming up next is a story about bottom-up economics, online security, and making sure important documents and things that you have created are not deep fakes, but the real thing. Our guest is Dr. Christopher Draper. He's the author of Velocity Economics. Lots to unpack here. And stay with it. It is mind-bending stuff. And all that is coming up next.